Fairest Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature, O thou of God and man the Son, thee will I cherish, thee will I honor, thou my soul's glory, joy, and crown.
In a garage in 1976, a group of guys started a computer company that would change the world. You've probably heard of the two Steves involved, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. However, there was a third founder of Apple who actually wrote the first partnership agreement, wrote the manual for the Apple One, and even drew the first Apple logo. That man's name was Ronald Wayne. The reason why you probably have never heard of Wayne is that less than 2 weeks after founding Apple and receiving a 10% stake in the company, he sold his Apple stock for $800. Later, he reportedly got another check for $1,500, forfeiting any claims he had against the company going forward. Today, his stock would have been worth more than $55 billion. As of today, his net worth is estimated at $400,000. Talk about a missed opportunity. Well, as always, there is a spiritual application for us today. So please stay with me for a few minutes as we discuss the topic of the almost Christian.
Jesus shines purer than all the angels him can boast. Fairest Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature, O thou of God and man the Son, thee will I cherish, thee will I honor, thou my soul's glory, joy, and crown.
To continue the story from the introduction, the reason that Ronald Wayne sold his stake in Apple so early was because of a bad experience with debt. Before Apple, Ronald Wayne bought and sold slot machines. Struggling, Wayne went to the creditors and wound up spending the majority of the next 2 years fighting to pay back that debt. So when he saw Steve Jobs going all out and running to creditors to keep them afloat, he backed out. However, that decision would cost him dearly. $55 billion dearly. Now, this particular story is about a very physical missed opportunity, one that wouldn't have necessarily even ended up with a happy ending. In fact, Wayne himself was quoted as saying in 2011 about his missed opportunity, "If I had stayed with Apple, I'd be the richest man in the cemetery." Meaning the stress and work required would have taken him to an early grave. However, I do believe that there is a spiritual application when we're talking about missed opportunities. In the parable of the great pearl, Jesus describes the kingdom of God as a valuable item worth giving up all that you currently have. Matthew 13, verses 45 and 46 says, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking fine pearls. And upon finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it." All too often, though, we want to try to purchase that pearl without selling all that we have. Just like Mr. Wayne, who I'm sure would love to have $55 billion, he wasn't willing to go through all the work and stress that it would have taken to get it. Being a Christian comes with a lot of work and a lot of stress. Many are not willing to go through it to have that pearl of great price. The concept for our lesson today, the almost Christian, comes from Acts chapter 26 and verse 28, where King Agrippa replied to Paul, "In a short time, you will persuade me to become a Christian." This statement comes after Paul gives a detailed account of his own conversion from Judaism to Christianity. The King James Version renders it, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." The Greek word oligos is more accurately translated "in a short time" or "a short time from now," but the point is that Agrippa was not ready to respond to the invitation at this time. Paul then responds that the timing was irrelevant. He says in Acts chapter 26 and verse 29, "I would wish to God that whether in a short time or a long time, not only you, but also all who hear me this day might become such as I am, except for these chains." Basically, Paul is saying that the timing of it makes no difference to him, whether in a short time or a long time, as long as the time comes before it's too late. So what is an almost Christian? And how do we know if I am an almost Christian? Well, an almost Christian is one who wavers between Jesus and the world, one that is trying to live between the two choices, one who is not actively bad, but also is not actively good. How often do we hope that our lack of doing harm to others will be good enough to distract from the fact that we haven't done good to others either? Please understand, too, that an almost Christian can be one like Agrippa, who has not yet been baptized into Christ for the remission of his sins, or one like Demas, who had been baptized but never really put on Christ. In 2 Timothy 4, verses 9 and 10, Paul tells Timothy, "Make every effort to come to me soon. For Demas, having loved this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica." Paul states that Demas loved the world more than he loved God. I wonder if we are not all more like Demas than we should be. Here's a man who was baptized, but was still an almost Christian. So whether we are yet to become a Christian or whether we've been baptized but refuse to give ourselves over to Jesus, we are still considered an almost Christian. I've said before, and I'll continue to say, that there is a big difference in being convinced that you need Jesus and being converted to Jesus. Jesus himself says in Matthew 18 and 3, "Truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." The Greek word used for converted here is strepho, and it literally means to turn around. So what Jesus is saying is that they need to change the direction they were headed. It's one thing to know you need to do something, and an entirely different thing to actually do it. Notice what Paul says to Agrippa in Acts 26 and verse 27. "King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you do." Again, Paul says, "I know that you do." This doesn't mean that Agrippa is going to change. It simply means that Agrippa knows what he needs to do. Like Mr. Wayne in our introduction, Agrippa misses a great opportunity here. I believe this is why Paul says what he says later about wishing that not only Agrippa, but all that heard him were in a short time or a long time might become like him. Not that Paul was saying that he was the ultimate example, only that he had been converted, while these men, including Agrippa, were only convinced. What about us? Are we almost Christians? Are we only convinced? Or are we like we're supposed to be and fully converted to Christ? So until next time, I encourage you not to miss your opportunity to cease being an almost Christian and become a fully converted Christian.